One of the big questions throughout this year's lengthy budget debate has been how Republican Speaker Mike Hipsch would be able to find the votes to pass a budget out of the Wisconsin Assembly. Hipsch was asked about it again Friday night.
I believe that we will have the support of the majority of the state assembly when the vote comes up.
Then he was asked whether he'd have the support of a majority of his own GOP members.
I'm not saying that I don't or that I do.
Nearly half the speaker's Republican caucus signed pledges before this budget debate saying they would vote against any tax increase in the budget. And while Hipsch was able to kill new taxes on oil and hospitals, the speaker agreed to a dollar per pack increase in the cigarette tax to help pay for new spending. Republican Assemblyman Steve Noss of Whitewater says that makes this budget a no-go for him. So does a $200 million transfer out of the Patients' Compensation Fund.
Very much surprises me that they would attempt to put that in. The Republicans have been very clear on the message that we should not raid funds to pay for spending in other parts of the budget.
Noss wants Hipsch to give Assembly Republicans a few days to review and potentially block this budget before the speaker sends it to the floor. But it appears they won't get that chance. The Conference Committee of Legislative Leaders is to approve the budget today, and it's to go before the full legislature for a vote tomorrow. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.